Stay tuned, stay tuned, stay tuned. I am here with the coach, John Brent.
And I'm here with the vet, Mr. N. Griffin.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's end of the year.
Yes.
Been a great year. And we're going into 2023. That sounds so weird. They all sound weird now.
I remember when we was going to party like it was 1999.
I remember when in 1989 I graduated and I thought the year 2000, that seems like.
Yeah. Remember 2000, everything was going to shut down.
Oh, Y2K.
Yeah. Wasn't there some government programs about that that we wasted taxpayer dollars on?
Oh, I'm sure millions and millions. No. We're buying $7,000 hammers or something.
Yeah. That's back also when we was, you know, paying taxes for acid rain and all this other shit.
Yeah, we're just paying taxes for lazy people.
So,
yeah.
Okay, so 2023, what do we think is going to happen? So let's recap, because last year we called some things and hit it out of the park.
Man, Ukraine was one.
Yeah.
Inflation was one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So what do we think is going to happen this year? I'll throw it to you first, Coach. That's the nice
well,
guy I am.
Historically and economically, I teach economics. Historically, we've been in a recession this year. We've had two GDPs in a row.
No. The president changed the definition.
Yeah, he can change what he wants.
And he got the news agencies to collaborate.
And the press secretary, which is the worst one ever. She will say anything. But no, I really think that we will actually maybe even call it a recession in 2023 because it's not going to get any better anytime soon. The Fed's still acting a fool because things are not getting better.
So, okay, I can agree with that. I'm going to tell you something that I think is going to happen this year that most people didn't expect. Is I think the leadership of the Democratic Party is going to have to acknowledge the border crisis. Or they foresee that 2024, it will be painful.
Oh, it's a politically, they'll have to.
Yeah, it's not because we want to help the millions of people crossing the border, you know, or anything like that.
You mean like an amnesty vote? Well, they can't do that now.
No, they're actually going to have to, they're going to have to acknowledge that there's
go
really
back to what Obama and Clinton said, that this is a problem and illegal
yeah,
should
because
not
this,
come.
Yeah, because this administration has purposely made a point not to say that because that would undercut.
This
They're
is the first
followers.
Time in the history that I can think of that someone has been given a position and didn't do anything with the position as vice president.
Yeah.
She was given a title of border czar and has not done anything about the border, hadn't traveled to Texas to the border, wrote a paper on it.
Hold on. She was given the title of border czar and she went to Chicago and ate chocolates.
That's right.
I'm just throwing it out there. She did visit Texas.
Well, I will have to tell you that
she did come to El Paso, but she did not go to the border.
Well, I will have to say that the border is pretty iffy down there right now, but it's pretty much worse than Chicago. So she was pretty lucky to get out there eating chocolate.
Yeah. So I think that it will be acknowledged that because if we don't say it, you know, our blind followers will believe it's not true. It didn't happen. So they don't say it. But now they will have to say it. That's what I think.
Wow. Okay. So another 2023 prediction, I believe, is that Putin will pull out of Ukraine. And I think he'll do it because he's going to have to. He's going to do it for his own reason, but I think he'll pull.
Okay, so let's talk about that a second. He invaded Crimea and pulled out of Crimea.
Correct. Okay.
I think he'll pull out of some of Ukraine.
Okay.
I think he will still get the sliver that he went in and he goes, if I don't get the whole thing, I definitely want this sliver right here.
Right.
I think he'll maintain this sliver.
What if Ukraine says no and keeps fighting? And
they very well may. Yeah. But you said you believe he'll pull out.
I do.
I believe if he does, he will have gained land in order to
Okay.
pull out. He will not pull out without gaining land.
Yeah, that's probably so with him because he's going to have to save face somehow. But with Zelensky and the world's reaction to Zelensky and the Ukrainians, what if Zelensky just said, nope, you're not getting anything and we're going to still fight?
I think that's probably going to be thrown back at him.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what's going to happen is hands are going to be tied on foreign military sales on how much goes over there.
I got
So I think on what I got is – I believe that we will find out more of Twitter releasing some things to show some hands were dirty. And I've heard this is, well, the Republicans were president at the time, so it should have been the Republicans' fault. No, the FBI was saturated with sympathizers,
you know.
So I have a feeling that we will find out that. But in the same breath, that the FBI... It'll either be the FBI, the DOJ, them both together, and the Democratic Party, and Twitter. There was some leaning on the Twitter that we'll find that out. And CNN, NBC, ABC, MSNBC will all go, Joe Biden on us with the immigration thing. Like that.
Sure. That's what they've been doing with the Twitter now. They're talking about January 6th. That's when they're talking about anything else but what's going on.
Yeah, and the loyal followers will go, well, they didn't say it on my news network. It cannot be true. Correct. Although they slap stacks of paperwork in front of them.
Okay, so, 2023, this is, I would put a pretty hefty bet on this, that the 45th president, Donald Trump, will be indicted personally for something.
I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that. I don't think it does any good, but I don't doubt that. So
I think this new guy that they got is not, he's not political at all. I think he's digging and he will find something. Because I believe Trump and his people did something.
Which new guy? The DOJ? I don't agree with that.
No, the special prosecutor.
Okay, the special prosecutor is one thing. But the DOJ, they would have to enact on it, is very political.
Oh, yeah.
And I think the DOJ, we'll go back a little bit. You know, everybody got their little panties in the wad because, you know, the Republicans held out on President Obama and Merrick Garland didn't become a Supreme Court justice. Just take a step back, put your parties aside, and look at how Merrick Garland is now. And go ahead and pray to whoever you pray to and thank them that that happened.
Yeah.
Because that would have been an embarrassment.
Well, not only been an embarrassment, it would have been a flip of ideology that is a little bit cuckoo.
Well, not only that, but it's also this ideology that goes, go ahead, President, tell me what you want again.
Yeah.
That is what it is. Mm. You know.
Yeah, I think he'll be indicted for January 6th and the documents of some sort. And I'm not saying he will be convicted. I'm not getting into all that. But I think if they indict him, they're going to indict him on something they can get to stick.
Well, I will say this is, as of today, we're doing this early, but as of today, they submitted the article. They submitted what they want to indict him on.
January 6th
to the DOJ.
Another 2023 should be that January 6th hearings will still be going on.
But they will be looked at also of culpability of negligence, which it should have been. And there will probably be a true bipartisan panel instead of I am the almighty.
Adam Schiff.
I am the almighty paper ripper upper Nancy Pelosi. And I allow you, my friendly collaborator on the Republican side, who we had supper with last night, you may come to here.
Yeah.
And now it will be, okay, you pick your people and I pick my people and we call it a day, and it's true collaboration. You know, so that goes away.
You got any sports predictions?
Sports predictions?
I have one.
So
I have one that Aaron Rodgers will retire at the end of this year.
As he should. He's not the Aaron Rodgers of before. He has flashes of brilliance. But I like to say this quote a lot. Phil Simms, his last year, when he played in the playoffs against Dallas Cowboys, he was throwing balls 20 yards short to receivers. And I'm talking, that was just to a screen pass. I mean, it looked horrible. And Phil Simms was a great quarterback.
Yeah.
But he looked bad. You know, he couldn't handle pressure, Aaron Rodgers, first time in a long time, it was this year that he ever handled pressure, had pressure like that, and he ain't handling it well. And I would say him and the single man probably need to go ahead next stage left.
And my thought process on both of those guys is if they had a amazing receiver core like they've had in the past. I mean, the thing about Tom Brady had, you know, my gosh, had Randy Moss. You can go down the list. You can say that at one time Green Bay had one of the best receiving cores there were. If he had that today, he would still be a top 5-6 quarterback. But you're not going to have that anymore with the way the NFL is. Look at Pat Mahomes. I mean, you got Tyreek 1 year, you don't have Michelle Hardman. It's going to be a switching, turning, changing all the time now with free agency and that. So if you don't adapt to that, and I don't think that Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady at their age can adapt to that. I think they have to have a certain amount of talent around them, and even more so every year, to keep up where they were.
Well, I want to say this about Tom Brady. He has Mike Evans. He has Godwin.
Yeah.
I mean, he don't have slouches. He has two future Hall of Famers.
Their whole team is underachieved too. I mean, they have the same talent of defense that they had when they were kicking everybody's butt. They're not playing the same.
Let me say
the
this.
Coach is a big difference.
Let me
too.
Say this. Maybe they just overachieved last year with the presence of the group on the team.
With who?
With Tom Brady being on the team.
Oh, you mean the first year when they won the Super Bowl? Yeah. Not last year when they got knocked out. Yeah. The year before, yeah.
Maybe they overachieved. But they've got a great receiving core. Oh, they got a receiving core. People would, like, give them to me.
Yeah, if most teams, I mean, if most teams had Mike Evans and Godwin on their team,
yeah, they'd be salivating.
They would be first and second on most teams.
Yeah, so. And I will say this, with Mahomes, every one of his receivers are top notch. I mean, he gets people that, like, yeah, we let go of Sammy Watkins. Sammy Watkins was only a first round draft pick. You know,
he just got released today.
I saw that. Yeah. You know, we have, what, they got Juju Schuster.
Yeah, Juju was the number one at one. They kind of like the old Oakland Raiders where. When you get in any kind of little problem, we're gonna cut you. Then you go to the Raiders.
So
now they're going to the Chiefs.
So this is my prediction. This is a selfish Dallas Cowboy prediction. Kellen Moore will not be a coach on the Cowboys after this year. Finally.
Hmm.
But it's not for what I would like for it to be. I would like because he goes and teaches Pop Warner at the Pop Warner League, because I don't like him.
Well, I'm going to tell you one thing.
But he's going to probably get a head coaching job.
He'll probably get a head coaching job or an OC job somewhere else and can take it if he wanted to. I truly believe he'll be back because he's not going to get a head coaching job. But one of the things that both of us talked about 2 years ago was when Sean Payton was leaving the Saints, he was taking a year off to be the head coach. He's not even being talked about now as a Dallas head coach going into 2023, 2024. But I've heard names of possibly going back to the Saints, possibly the Chargers, possibly the Cardinals. What happened to him wanting to come to the Cowboys?
He wants to go to the Rams.
Or the Rams. That's
he wants
another
to go
one
to the two LA teams, is what they said.
Right.
What I've heard last.
I would think he would be good with a few of those teams, but what happened to him coming to the Cowboys?
I honestly, and now understand, we're at right before Dallas plays Philadelphia on this. This is getting good. See, we're talking bad about the Cowboys and lightning strikes
here,
right
I'll
now.
I'll put that back up for you. You keep talking.
But what I will say is I think McCarthy has solidified his position as coach
for a while
because they persevered through Dak Prescott's injury.
Yeah.
And I will say on that part, I have a lot of respect for McCarthy. But he makes them, just like last week against Jaguars, made the boneheaded play twice. Why do you do that on third down? You know, and stuff like that. So anyway, moving along.
Super Bowl pick, you want to give one?
I don't have a clue. Right now, I don't have a clue, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I think this, though. I will say this. If the Eagles or the 49ers go, they will win the Super Bowl, is my belief.
I have two different ones, and mine's simple. This is the one I want. I want the Chiefs, and I love the Cowboys to play. That'll be my favorite. But I really think that we might have what we talked about earlier, and we haven't talked about this. We could have a San Francisco-Cincinnati Bengals rematch.
Well,
if you think about it, they both are playing top notch right now going into the playoffs.
Yeah, they both are. If the Dallas Cowboys, which is our team, doesn't go, this is the teams I want to see go. I want to see the Minnesota Vikings play either the Bills or the Bengals, so one of them has to finally win the damn thing.
Yeah, if the Chiefs don't go, I want the Bills to go. I would love to be the Bills and the Cowboys. Yeah. Or the.
I don't want to rematch the Bills and Cowboys because we did that with Pittsburgh and we whooped their ass. And I'm all about taboo stuff like that. I don't want to do that. Go down that road.
But I will tell you who I think is going to win. I think it's going to be the Eagles, and I think it's going to be the Chiefs, and that would be a great matchup to have.
I will say this, a friend of mine, we talked on the way.
Could you imagine Andy Reid, Eagles,
yeah,
Chiefs?
Yeah, oh, that would be awesome, but we talked about this. We're about to find out who the Eagles are, and we're about to find out who the Cowboys are this weekend.
I don't know if we have to find out who the Eagles are. I mean, they're 12-1.
Yeah, they struggle with the Bears, though.
Well, everybody's going to have those teams.
Well, we're about to see at the end of the year where they stand. You know, but I honestly, if you ask me right now, which you did, I cannot tell you.
There's three on each side that could go to me.
Easily. You know, so anyway, moving along, yeah. Any crazy things that's going on that you can think of?
I really think that Trump will not be the nominee going in 2024. I think DeSantis has gotten this lead. I think something crazy, I'm going to throw out a crazy prediction that Donald Trump and Joe Biden will not run for president in 2024.
That might be true. I will say, by the end of 2023, Trump's name will be diminished in the Republican Party.
I hope so.
And DeSantis will be so far ahead that it ain't going to matter over there.
So you think DeSantis, who would you think would be the VP with DeSantis?
I don't know. There's a lot of candidates out there.
Who do you think he would choose?
I don't know on that. I don't know who he would choose. But I know there's a lot of candidates for president that would walk in the presidency if Trump wasn't there.
Yeah.
And I listed them before, but like Kristi Noem, Nikki Haley, yeah. Freaking Tom Cotton, freaking
Tim Scott,
Governor Abbott,
yeah.
Any of them could walk in to be the president.
So let's say Biden kicks out and they can't really, I mean, Kamala's got 1%, right? So who would be the Democrat that would do it?
No, she will pull a draw, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that if Biden drops his hat out of the race, I believe there's going to be a dark horse that we don't know the name of. It's not going to be the Buttigieg. It's not going to be Elizabeth Warren for her 14th time to try to run. It's not going to be Bernie Sanders.
I think Gavin
Newsom. And it's not going to be, he could be the dark horse.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not going to be Hillary Clinton, even though she's over.
Could you imagine? I just love it. I love having this yeah. thing. Andy Reid, like I said a minute ago, you know, San Francisco Eagles. I would love to see DeSantis and Gavin, as much as they've already butted heads, and you got this really conservative state in the Southeast that's been kicking butt. You got California that's falling apart, and he's their leader.
And using taxpayer dollars to do advertising against
Florida.
Going
at it against this 51-49 country we already have. It would be crazy to see.
It would be crazy, but to me, Gavin Newsom is so far to the extreme.
But he keeps winning.
But he's in California. Okay, that's the reason why. He's in California. So anyway, okay. So moving on with that, any highlights you got coming on in your life?
2023. I am doing a huge show June 17th. It's the big one in Dallas. I'm prepping for, usually it's a 14-month week prep. I'm actually spending 3 full months bulking. So right now I'm about 15 pounds from last show. I'm going to be up about 2025 before I cut. This is a huge show. It could be my last one. So I'm looking at it that way. And we're actually, my wife and I are going to do some, what do you call them?
That's because I brought peach cobbler over one day.
Oh, my God. We're going to do athletic pictures together at the same time. We got a photographer that's going to do it. So we're both kind of prepping for this time period. We've got Shay is graduating with her dental hygienist degree in May. She's going to get pinned and get her degree and graduate from college all in the same summer. And Sydney is, at that point, is going to be getting ready to the next year go. We're prepping her to go to Stephen F. Austin. So that you got one about to go to college in 2023.
He's going. He'll go to Stephen F. Austin.
Is where you going to SFA?
Yeah, he is. He'll be there in the fall.
Well, Sydney will be there in a year.
Oh, heck yeah. So we have one. Final kid in the house.
Didn't you say you and your wife are going to have another kid?
No, we're not. No, we're not.
I thought y'all was. Y'all bought that big house.
No, we're not.
Get you a bedroom, baby.
So we got the final out of the five. He's going to graduate this year. He goes to Stephen F. Austin. He got accepted to every college he applied to. He turned down some good schools, and he goes, I like Stephen F. Austin.
It's an hour and a half for you.
Yeah, yeah. So mom likes it because it's the closest one.
Yeah.
I'll release the second book, and I'm shooting to get it at the end of February, but it'll probably be mid-March.
I'll tell you one thing I want to say. I started a man university at the prison, and it's become a hit. People signed up for the next two classes, already filled. And Linda said something to me about, why don't you try to do something that maybe in the real world? So I'm trying to figure out how to put together a man university program so we can get 8, 10, 12, 15 guys that would get together for 4 weeks on one night a week to talk about what is a man, how to be a better man, how to be a leadership man, how to be a mentoring man, and do that program for not just people in prison, but for men, because men have been struggling for the last 3 decades, kind of going down where we should be.
Simple as tying a tie. Simple as opening a door for somebody.
Doorknobs aren't made for women.
When you sit down at the table, and this just happens to be in one of my books, actually, this storyline. It's in the first book, I think. As you sit down at the table, teaching man lessons is the man doesn't eat until the woman eats first. Or if he's with his bosses, the boss starts to eat. He doesn't
take the first bite.
He never takes the first bite. He waits till the woman takes the first bite. So.
Well.
And so anyway, moving along.
A lot of things.
So my boy's going to college, as I said, and we're going to see my wife's family over in Europe and trollop all over there. And I'm hoping by October time frame I'll have the third book out.
I thought you were about to have October, you're going to have another baby.
No. So that's it with us. We want to hear what your predictions are for 2023. We want to hear some good ones. What do you think is going to happen? Any sports prediction, we want to hear it. and who's going to retire, who's not going to retire.
To end on the sports, do you remember the last time that there's been this much where there's three or four teams and you just can't throw them together? Like, I put, you know, NFC, yep. AFC, three here, two here. I mean, it's just like.
In the 90s, it was just two teams.
Whoever won the NFC would win the Super Bowl.
But here right now, well, I do believe if the 49ers go, nobody can handle them if they get in. But I also believe this about the 49ers. We watched Purdy play the other night. In the second quarter, he looked like crap. Until that turnover.
Yeah, and you want to see a certain things as
and
a coach.
Let's see him get it, face some adversity.
Right, that's what I'm saying. You want to see as a coach, you want to see them get down by 10 because of a fumble or something, and they're down by 10, and their defense is stopping the other team, and he's got to bring them back.
Yeah.
Like Mahomes, you saw him in the playoffs the year that he sees it all the time. You're down by 10, it's like when they start playing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of quarterbacks that struggle with that. We don't even know what Purdy could do. We have no idea.
Well, we're about to see Cinderella at
like
midnight.
Joe Burrow, and right now, if he's behind by 10 points, you don't even – 17 yesterday. It's not like – you just feel like he's that got that mentality, like he's coming back.
But it's also a cycle. At the first of the year, Joe Burrow didn't look that way, you know?
So he had a hangover. That's all.
But it's – well, and there are some new players and things like that.
Yeah.
But it's a cycle. They're learning. You know, it's like this, so we'll see.
Well, we have one cycle. The first eight games of every dang year, the last 5 years, the Cowboys elected to go into the damn Super Bowl. And the last eight games of the year, we're like, what in the heck happened to that team?
We fall apart. We fall apart.
It drove me to drink last night. I started watching it, you know, on the replay, and I had to turn it off.
Yeah. It looked good at the first drive, but it looked good the first half. And then all of a sudden.
What did they do to Michael Parsons? Did they put some drugs in him or something called I'm irrelevant all of a sudden?
This is what I think. I think since the secondary went down, they changed how they do the scheme a little bit. And that has taken that ability away, and they've not been able to rush as much. Yeah. Well, Armstrong's been out too, and so is the middle lineman in there. So,
well, I do want to say, since we're talking about 2023,
yeah,
just a few weeks ago, I think all of us would have said Defensive Player of the Year, Micah Parsons.
Yeah,
but has he fallen off of that?
I think he may have, but I also say this: is he got hurt about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and he came off the field. It's the first time he came off the field.
Yeah.
And now he's playing like every third down and things like that. Right. So I think he's got an injury that we're not talking about.
Yeah.
You know, so anyway.
Well, but they have nothing on the injury report.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that, I think that's his nature. So, hope everybody has a good 2023.
2023, I'm ready for it.
From the coach.
To the vet.
Stay tuned.